This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest, and I'm really excited to have him back on the show for many reasons. First of all, he was back on the show on January 31st. We're talking about no other than Hemp Americana, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol HMPQ. And with us today is the CEO of that company, Salvador Rosello. Sal, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
You know, give my listeners a little bit of what you've been doing and how you guys plan on making your money and what your company is all about.
Well, I have to start with, we've been doing this company for 4.5 years. We started from zero, building a corporation.
Right.
And moving on. And we had so many attacks, so many people that tried to bring us down. We suffered 3 pump and dumps by some weird guy, convicted federal felon. We have survived everything. It took us 14 months to go IPO, and then it took another 15 months to be approved for the Reg A Plus, the Regulation A Plus.
Exactly.
Which is what we are using right now to get funding. We're selling shares at half a cent under the regulation. And then if you buy them, you can then sell them at the market rate. And the company, our company that deals with this Reg A shares, is called MiniVest.com. Now, our company, Hemp Americana, owns 51% of Hemp Verk, Inc. Verk is W-E-R-K.
Okay.
It's work in German. And it's in Maine, Augusta, Maine. And my partner there is Jamie Black. And we are equal partners, but Hemp Americana controls 51% of the company. And that's where the machines are being set up.
Okay.
We have a very big warehouse that we lease because we wanted to use the money to pay for the machinery. All the machinery that we have, which is over $1.5 million of machinery, because you see, the Vitalis 245 liter that we bought, that was almost $800,000, and it was the first time that Vitalis extractions from Vancouver, Canada, was made this type of large instrument. Okay, so it's a very delicate instrument, and we had to build inside the warehouse, we had to build a different structure to put the different, it's like a clean room that you're working with.
Right.
Basically, this is like a pharmaceutical company without the drugs, just the CBD.
Got it.
Okay, so over there, we have already, the construction is almost finished, all the machineries are there. We had bought seed to reproduce, and we've been doing lots of work with the Maine farmers in the whole area, Vermont and New Hampshire farmers, to gather them and sign them up for the extraction. Now, the machine, the L245, extracts oil, any oil, but in this case we want to extract CBD oil from the flower of the hemp flower.
Right.
But that oil contains other oils that most of the time they go by the wayside because of the use of volatile substances to extract it, the oils. Our company has the latest technology of oxygen, a high pressure oxygen and temperature to extract. So once you open, you release the pressure, the oxygen dissipates, and there is no residuals of any sort. That is the the machine that extracts. Then we have another machine that then refines it to almost 100% purity.
Wow.
And you know, yeah, and then you know, the government says 0.003 THC below is CBD, above is marijuana.
Right, right. It's no
THC.
Good. Right, right. Correct.
Well, we have a third machine that we can zero in now, because even the flower has a bit of THC.
That is correct.
So we can go and extract the THC, leave everything the way it is, or extract any one of the other ones individually and research them. So we've building a research lab for possible patents or other things, other products that can be developed from these other oils.
Let me ask you this. One, last time you were on the show, we talked about major distributors. When do you think all this will come to fruition? Your building will be up and you'll actually start putting some of the CBD.
No, the building is up. The building is almost done. The machines are there. Everything is paid for. You see, we have a few more payments to make and other things, you know, like the construction is costing $500,000. So we're almost finished paying for the construction, but the construction is not yet finished. But then we have all the things, you know, we just are in the negotiations right now. I just signed documents to buy a farm, an organic farm, that used to grow organic garlic, and it's a 10-acre farm, and 7 of those acres have an 8-foot fence so that the deer don't come in or other animals and eat the crop. So there we're going to be planting seeds. Our idea is to see. This is such a new thing that the farmers don't know how to grow it yet. They do not have the equipment. So we're inventing everything at the same time, okay? So we are gathering the farmers, and we want to control the seed quality, because as you know, the marijuana and the hemp, there's so many, like in hemp, there's 17, 18 varieties, okay?
Right.
Some of them have more of this or that. We're interested in the ones with the high CBD content. So we are buying the seeds that we consider or that are considered high in CBD and other substances. And we will then grow the seeds and pass it on to the farmers. So that way we have some kind of standard of what the farmers grow.
My guest today is Salvador Rosello. He's the CEO of Hemp Americana, Inc. They trade on the OTC, ticker symbol HMPQ. Their stock's trading about 1.5 cents, which is very, very undervalued. What's the future for your company, Sal, and where do you think we go from here?
Well, look, we've been attacked from left and right. I guess it's because of the weed or the hemp that we're into. There's all kinds of weirdos out there that don't understand what we're doing and that this is good for them, really, what we're doing. And, I mean, you know, I don't want to diss anybody, but right now we have a big problem because they put skull and bones and the OTC, which from my point of view, we have no reason to receive that treatment. A lot of investors then shy away. And that's why, you know, right now our stock is low.
Yeah, I want to elaborate on that. I want to let my listeners know that he's not under any kind of investigation. The Skull and Bones is not from the SEC. It's from the corporate office of OTC Markets, and they sometimes can be very biased. Go ahead, Sal.
Well, one, you know, we have promotion, continuous promotion. And one day, about over a month ago, we sold 463 million shares. From the, wow. I don't know why, really. Okay, we didn't do pump and dump or anything. And anyway, the investors, they know the difference, okay? So we were punished with the Skull and Bones because of the big sale that that happened, okay? And unfortunately, that happened. And we're trying to fix it. The lawyer has presented all the documents that the OTC has requested. We are fully compliant on anything they request. And anyway, that's where we are. On the other hand, we are in negotiations to distribute the CBD in Mexico. In Mexico,
good.
They have this, they have this huge chain of like one that is called Osho. It's a kind of a 7-Eleven, and they have 14,000 stores. Then you have the pharmacies that some of them have 1,000, 2,000 stores around the country. Some of them have spilled into South America also, okay? They are moving into South America and the lower and the southern U.S. Anyway, and so we have the people, and we are in negotiations still, to put the CBD in different forms,
right,
in the stores. So even if we just signed up 1,000 store, that's huge.
Right. Well, Salvador, you said it all. You said a lot today. In closing, is there anything that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
That we want to build a world company, and we are true blue. Not pump and dumpers, we're not thieves, we're not fly-by-nights, we're the real thing. And you can investigate us, and you will see it, okay? Our purpose is to go global. First, local, or at the same time, global, right, we cannot stop, because at this moment, we have to move full speed ahead.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's always entertaining to have you on my show. Hopefully you'll come back in 40 or 50 days and give us an update of what's going on.
Definitely. Just give me a call, and you'll be surprised what happens in 50 days. Okay?
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.